Sugas HaGemara over here on Avchof Med Beis. Rebbe Roa Dom Balayla, we mentioned it a little bit yesterday. The Time, Roa Biyom V'tier, Himten Shoachas V'choza V'time. I'm not going to read the Gemara again, we had Rash and the Ritva we discussed yesterday. Then there's the old discussions of Hayat Chek, Yom Ma'unan, Ben Chamal Etzel. So the Torah Sashlomim already points out the very beginning of the Siman, Siman Kuf Peches, the Siman about Maris Hadam, that this was only true in the olden days. The olden days when they were able to be Mavchin Ben Dam L'Dam, they'd be exactly right in terms of how you get it. Dafka Ben Chamal Etzel. Take a look over here in the Torah Sashlomim Sivkoton Aleph. He says, nearly me times Elo hit the Katura Machaba Kate Yunik Halkam Hatzel, there was Dam Nida. He said, explain the tail, etc., whole Sukkos of Gemara. Mishmudul Didan, Eno Torah, the Mari Lovan Vyorok. Vize ain't Sorach Ian Vidicto Kate, Kibakai Yachol Lohavchin Kose. So therefore, you don't need Chamal Tzel, that whole stuff. This is in the Torah of Shalom Simon Kuf Peches, Siv Katon Aleph. Of course, this impacts not only on Chamal Etzel as a detail, but also on the issue of Bedikas Laila. Can you check by night? Again, we can argue that the only time you needed for Laila was no good was in the olden days when they were checking for the nuances of Ben Dam L'Dam. But this man hazeh that all Dam, no to the Odom at all, is considered to be Tameh. The only Bimatis we saw in the Torah, Sashlamim, Sivkot, Nalef, things which are Lovan or Yorok. So for that, Lovan or Yorok, you can check at night as well. This is, of course, the minig of the Rabbonim is Manazet. We already pointed out in the past that Rav Avadya quotes us in the Sefer that you have to get the right color, because certain, we mentioned it yesterday also a little bit, that certain lights will color, will change the natural color of what you're seeing, one way or the other. Specifically, the incandescent light, everything is redder than it really is, and the fluorescent light is whiter than it really is. And Bavadi goes as far as to say you should take both. One near each other, so they'll cancel each other out. You'll have something closer to a true light. I have something in my house called a Verilux. It says, this is just like sunlight. I'm not sure if there's truth in advertising or not. I don't know. Truth with clouds is hard to find these days. But that's what I use. I use something called Verilux. And I hope we get it right. I will often hold off till the next day when we see it by daylight. But sometimes you need an answer on the spot. They're going to the mikvah that night. You can't say, come back tomorrow. So maybe that's the kind of light that we try to use, which is supposed to be close to approximating the daylight, the sunlight. And the best we can do. So here we have the case of where somebody saw something at night, that's the case of the Gemara, and looked bad, and looked good by day. That's Rebbe's case. So what's taking it in? It looks bad by night, and looks good by day. So the Pashup Shat in the Gemara is that star. The question, of course, becomes, does that apply nowadays? That's an excellent question. We just said before, nowadays is different. So how different is it nowadays? How different? Could be it's very different. The Sidrei Torah. If you have the Sidrei Torah, again, the same place, but I actually see it inside. In Siman Kuf Tzadi. The end of Sivkotin Tzadi Gimel. It's very hard to find this one because it's so long. Let's look one more time. Sivkot and Sadi Gimel towards the end. Dibra Maschil Le'el. Oh, found it. Le'el, it's the third from the last paragraph. It's the third from the last paragraph in Siman Kuf Tzadi, Sivkot and Sadi Gimel. It's a very long Sivkot. Le'el. Simakuf Peches. He quoted the Torah Sashlam. He quotes the Minchas Yaakov. It's the same person. Well, he quotes it. Fine. He quotes it verbatim. Ad kan devarav. Fine. But then he says as follows. Al mehadim ha'idin ro'an dam ba'layla l'tar o l'tame o lav. So the Raiva doesn't talk about that. He's calling a Raiva. Mistimas ha'poskim shal iskiru klav ozman hazeh zman b'dikas ha'kesem. You see, he's right. See, he's right. I and Tzim Kuf Tzad Yivov, the B'dik of Shivin Akim, should be Dafka L'or Hayom L'or Haner. Yeah. That's only Shivin Akim. As opposed to when she's B'cheskes Tara, you can even see by night. Oh. Miu, Imeisha Bodega says, Asa Belayla Mesapkala, in Nidba La'odem Olav, who pierced me Bala Misafik. And the machrosu chazarso liroso klorayom vroso she'embo mara not lad mumis yesh lahakel. That's exactly the gemara lechal from the base. Okay, the habmeid was the rabbi misafek timi balayla makshe devaray tor came in the chazir bayom her lo mara tor in the dinamashen of roos. See it too, but you can say it's a difference. Why? Because you can say then Kevan then Rohan Dan Balayla Shemokit Tmei Misafik. Why did he see it at the beginning? So it would be white on white that you can tell even by night. But now that he sees it's red to the Sidrei Tara Av Shelo Hoya Lo Mare Tomei Tomei Misafik Kevan then Rohan Dan Balayla. Okay, Mikol Makom Nira, the last pack of this long, long Sivkot Masik Hashas. The Korah Masik B'Tomei Pirush Rashi Koloma Emesh Lo Misavik Timei Al Shapir Chazav Achlik B'Tomei. Okay, Mash Davka Meshun Debalai Levare Tomei Oya. It will be a Suffik, and by Yom it's Tor. It's okay. Fine. The Kitzur, a long discussion here in the Sidrei Tara. But one of the considerations she doesn't mention here so much is that that was in the olden days. In the olden days, a Riyah Balayla wasn't really a good Riyah. Didn't have a status of a Horah. It was just, you know, a guess. Temporarily. But today, it's considered to be a Horah. So we should, one could argue that it's a problem. It's, you know, it's just got weaker. At the end, the poskim are making because of the lighting being poor. Especially the incandescent bulb making it redder than it was. It's interesting. It's a question what the Maskonos and Gemara is. What is the Gemara saying? When things get lighter and lighter, not the first trap, but again, Hode Mishtani Od Yoser keeps getting lighter and lighter. So Rashi explains, Mefakeach Marad Mumiso Overes Hilka Chodel Milse Kamaisa Vetime. Because now that we saw it got lighter during the day, we have to assume it was even darker the previous night. Right? Darker the previous night. Now, the Yoruch HaShulchan, let me show you one thing inside. I spent all time to read everything inside, but this one thing we can show you. Yesh mishakosa, shemro hamora b'layla v'nin b'lo shutame, v'nichu ad or hayom, v'ro shutar, talina l'kula, lomar d'lo eschazel l'shabe b'layla. Give a show. V'lo nihira l'klal, v'bi gemar b'furosh l'hepech, v'masa d'rebi, v'aminen shis yab shuso dihem ariso, Made it lighter. Haroche birano de loya haner havek beyom. L'cheni odi k'mashu etu me'agdolin. Sidrei Tar we just saw. Then the stopping lo balayla yochol atar b'yom. Am balayla nidmalo l'iser. Yev shalahatir b'chein ikro l'dino. He says, even nowadays it's better to see by day. Because I've seen many times b'chush, not the same day and night. Even for us who are not machin ben dam l'dam. B'moka machreach, she's going to make it at night. Yochol liros balayla l'horos k'mo she'en avros. That's just an important bracketed comment in the Sefer Aruch HaShulchan. So the question, of course, becomes, he says the Givah Shol is against the Gemara. Again, the Givah Shol thinks he's like the Gemara. The Givah Shol quotes the Gemara as being a proof to him. Why? I'll give you a direct quotation. The Kaiva Nishtani Od Yoser Mishum Hochi Davka Timei Shem Dekom Mefakech V'Yozel, as Rashi says. Uvelo Ishtani Yoser Lo. If we just made one change from night to day, so on the contrary, then we would say, as the Givah Shol does say, that we can be Mekel. That's what he says. Aruch HaShulchan says, no. The Maskonas the Gemara, we always assume that all Maras get weaker as they go. That's the Machlokas, what Maskonas the Gemara is. It's a very fundamental Machlokas. It's a pshat only in this case we saw it went from stage A to B to C. B to C both being by day, then we know that A was much stronger, we have to answer it. Right? But otherwise, if it went from A to B and it stayed at B all day long, we can be Mekel. That's the Givah Shol help. And the pshat the Gemara that way. And the Aruch HaShulchan said, no, the Maskonas Gemara says things are always getting weaker. And therefore, if you saw Klor by night being no good, it's Halacha L'maisa no good. Fundamental machlokas, what's Maskonas HaGemara between the Givah Shol and the Aruch HaShulchan. And it's important to note, Aruch HaShulchan says, even though today we do no longer not being B'chama L'tzeil, and a B'dikas Lailah has a status of a Hora, it's still better to avoid it if you can avoid it. Okay? This one paragraph packs a wallop on many levels. Okay? Especially if you look at the Givah Shol, he brings the right thing more exactly the opposite of the Aruch HaShulchan. What's the Maskonah? 180, right? One way or the other. I wanted to point that out. Good. That's our first topic for today. Okay. There's much more to be said about Maris, but Maris is really in the down of the Mashen of Rose. As the Gemara puts it, you have to get a little training in it. But I got it's hard to do that in a sheer Torah Shabbat Peh. Fine. So let's therefore turn our attention to a little bit of a different topic. I just want to reiterate what we said yesterday. Since we're already here in Aruch HaShulchan, it's chaval not to see it, the previous paragraph. Watch this. Al pi ha-teva, kol davolach yesh lo nenua k'tzas ha-che nesiyabesh l'gamer. Fizeh, kol ha-mara ha-shatuach nidchafu k'tzosom l'k'tzosom ala k'tzovos. Nimtze sheber k'tzovos neschabro kol imke ha-lachluchis shal pnei kulo. ולכן בכל המשך תהיה מרוסו והקצובוס תסחר בו כולם בנפחו למערה אחרס. But that's not Iker Amara. That's באוסוף עם קומוס שונוס. ולדוגמה, catch this amazing Aruch HaShulchan. אם נרזו ונפשתנו על פני כולו, לא יסרו האודם כלל, אם כן לא מנתאמן. This is the famous Aruch HaShulchan who wants to be מצדה לכולה in certain cases. Even if the halo is not a proper color, it's questionable. But since in the middle of the Mara, it's not considered to be red, so we can disregard the halo on the ground that it's just it's stabrut, it's a accumulation of many layers, and if you would spread it out, you wouldn't see anything. Now, it doesn't mean you should try to spread it out. I don't think it's scientifically possible to spread it out. Once it's there, it's there. It means in theory. Okay. Some say it's a Shini Avir. He says he doesn't think it's true. Why only do Ktzavos? Ika Kamashka Safti. Okay? The kids are Nimrits. Call the Chacham Tzvi, you don't need this. It's Man Yisiyos and Aguf. But those who disagree and say you have to be Machmir if it gets bad later on, that's if the whole thing turns bad. Not only if the corners themselves turn bad, we have a right to be Mekil in this Shiloh. And it seems, in my opinion, who was the Machmer right? He calls the Bach, he doesn't understand it. Kol Mashi Yisyavash Tismat Ad Mumiso is going to get less, not going to get more. Mashi and a rose. The kitzur of the Bach is incorrect. And it says the Machmir holds, later on, it looks a little bit red. So the poskim say, this cool of the Aruch HaShulchan is only if it looks a little bit, you're just questionable, you know, you would have to be Machmir Misafek, because it's maybe a little bit tiny reddish, a little bit pinkish, a little bit something or other. But if it's really, really red, then you can't rely on this cool. Because first of all, even the logic of spreading it out wouldn't help. Maybe if you spread it out, it might still be red, if it's really red. But you often have that little halo, it's a little different kind of a color. This Aruch HaShulchan is an important svara to be makel when it's appropriate. Okay, Rabbosai, let's now turn to the next part of the sugya, a different piece of the Gemara, which we're going to go through again only briefly because Lemaisa, we're not really doing too much of these things, but just worthwhile seeing. Just on that Chof Aleph Amad Aleph. Just march the next, you don't have to turn the page. It's moving from Chof Bebez to Chof Aleph Amad Aleph. There we find about a situation of Mapelas, Kim in Klipa, Kim in Sara, Kim in Ofer, Kim in Yavchushin, Adumin, Tata Lamayim, Im the Mochu Tmeya, Vim Lav Tahora. Okay, this is a very important sugya, certainly in principle, and Lamaisa, I'm not sure how important it really is. But here's a tremendous machlokas. We take a look at the Rosh Simon Gimel briefly. Again, I'm not going to go over the whole machlokas, just get a little bit of a taste. The Rosh Simon Gimel. The Rosh is not going on the Mishnah proper, it's going on the next Gemara. The Gemara has over here on Chav Beis Amid Aleph. Just turn the page, one page. More than Ibaya, towards the bottom. Dam Yovish Mao. A Shaila, Dam Yovish, dry blood. What's the Shaila? Quotes a pasuk, Isha ki yozuv zov doma. Her blood will flow. Huh? Will flow. Ad the maid of that till it flows. Lachin yovish lo. Odil mahai ki yozuv zov doma. Urcha de milsi. Oma fili yovish nami. Says the Martini Tua. Quoting from the Mishnah Anaf Nandala, the Gemara there. What does it say there? Da come on, what are you kidding me? I'm like lach v'nasi yavish lo kam yiboyali kim yiboyali yavish mei kora honam etini tua hamapeles, back to our Mishnah, kim in klipa, kim in sara, kim in ofa, kim in yavchush and adumin tatil namayim chav bezim et bez im nimochu tmeya, says Rashi, the damu Alma Alpha Gavdiki Chazite Yavishaya Ka Offer. It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Kimin Offer. Offer is Yavish. See, it doesn't matter. Says the Gemara, Yehoki Baloni Mokunami. Omarava, Oraba, Kiloni Mokhu, bury him if they atzmahi. It's something different. Below down, says Rashi. Below down. Adkan, the basic part of the sugya HaGemara, there's a little bit more of the details, Poshrin, Al-Gabay Tziporin, all this stuff, which I must tell you, in my life I've never done. Though we saw Rabbi Yoshev did it, quoted by the Sefer Pesachei Das. How he did it on the B'dikah cloth itself, not on his fingernail. And you have all kinds of conditions of Poshrin, and this, I confess to be ignorant into the workings of this particular type of examination, but it's on the books, and Gdolim did it as recently as Rabbi Yoshev. Since then, I can't vouch. I just want to show you briefly in the Rush here in Simon Gimel. It's how should I tell it to you? It's right after the Dalid of the Madana Yontif. Hamapelas kim klipas kim saras kim ofa kim yavchushin adum and tatal amayim poshrin. Okay, it goes to all the details. Fine. I wrote a dam yavesh. Alpha Bishaloni Moach Temea Nida. What does that mean? When Rava says Loni Moach Ber Bifnei Atzmahi Dafka Ahani Ashnim Mishnah Shiot Semanisha Kemit Beria Klipis Saras Yavchushin or Ofer, that's called a Beria. Aval Bayin Evshita Mehod Dekatoni Nemochu Temea Amadama Yosef Yavish Tomei Alpha Gablo Karina Beki Yosef Elo De Bahani Amina De Tzirosim Ochachas Tchilo Nemochu De Ber Ninu Kmo Shamu Arofim Aval Dam Yavish Otanina Beberia Filoni Moach Temea. Rav Rachel Levi disagrees. No. So the Machlok is Dam Yavish proper. Rav Shlomo Aderes brings Raias to the Raivet. He brings two Raias and the Rosh slugs up both Raias. It's a big Machlokas. What's happening over here? And of course, the Ra'ah takes the position of his great-great-grandfather, the Balamor. So it's the forces are joined on both sides of this issue. Okay, can't read all the Raias, all the Trias. Just a little bit of a discussion of some of the major issues that the Rishonim talk about in this context. And the post can talk about something they call karten. Karten is some kind of dry blood that comes out. It's a question of how do you actually handle it? Halacha lemaisa. That's a question of which the post can have. So let's see. Take a little bit of a look and see what the post can say about this story. A little bit. Okay. So it's interesting. The Ra'ah in the Bedek Abayis and Shlugging up the Rashba says, quote, the din ze bedam muot ken saras v'yavchushin v'klipus avon nisrabe adam v'nikwesh v'nasas chaticha shuv eino nimoch b'shriya. The distinction between dam, a lot of dam and a little bit of dam. Against the Rashba and the Ravid who say that all dam yavish is a problem, it's only kemin chaticha or klipa. He quotes the Gemara, Dam Yovesh Mao, and they bring a raya from Mapelas Kemen Chaticha. You see, Klor against the Rashba. Dam Yovesh, Klip Chaticha, and the Gemara seems to equate both of them. So writes the Ra'ah. So the Mishmeres writes, it's back. All right, Rabbi, you say the Gemara may have never made a distinction between Chaticha and Dam Yovesh. I'll answer you back. When I never made a distinction between a lot and a little. So the answer is neither distinction is found in the Gemara. So you know, both are a little bit schwer in their argumentation back and forth. I'm not here to say who's right or who's wrong, but just take a look briefly in the Gemara, in the Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Kuf Pei Ches, where this is found. Just briefly. Kuf Pei Ches, Siv Dalar and Hey. That's where you find this discussion. Here we go. Mechaber says, "Kol dam ayotz min aisha ben lach ben yovish tomei." Finished. Tomei. Even if tzuras beria klipas etc., it's still tomeia. If it's nimochim betoch mesiyeh, say the shomos of my posher. Tells you how hot and all kinds of stuff. Fine. Sif hey, when is this true? Yuvesh and Gemurim. Yuvesh aleim shum lichluach dam tmeya. This is the Mechaber in Siman Kuf Peches, Sif Dalet and Hey. And Sif Vav comes with the punchline. Amed Ramurim should sorrow Padika Bishriya Bimapelas Kimin Kalipa Sisaras. Avachatichas dam, afo pisha kosher ben nimok tmeya. That's the Ravid, the Rashba. V'yesh omrim, kamadetz haro b'diga b'shriya. If it's chaticha ketan, this is of course the opinion of the Balamon and the Ra'ah. Okay, fine. The Rosh seems to incline that direction as well. Fine. So machlokas dolei rishonim found its way into the Shulchan Aruch. Good. I mentioned the Rabbi Yosha was quoted saying he would be Mamaychit on the aid itself. Tziporin is Lav Dafka. And what does Nimoach mean? Either it makes, you put some water, it colors the water, or it colors the garment, or it gets soft like wax. Some say it actually has to liquefy completely. And Rav Yashiv is quoted as saying, as long as it's softened a little bit, he would be machmir. Said Rav Tara, in discussing this question, Halacha Lemaisa talks about these things called karten. Said Rav Tara is careful to say, you know, it's a shaila. It's hard to decide who's right, who's wrong. But you know what? These karten are small. Lo chashinen lehargosha. Lo chashinen lehargosha. And therefore, it's a shaila of a derabbanan. And it's not derech riyasa. And therefore, the room to be mekel, and therefore in certain machlokes and have a right to be mekel in some of these shailas. I'm not giving you a definitive answer. I should add one thing that the poskim say, that if you flick it off and it leaves no stain, then there are poskim who say you can be mekel. I remember Rav David Lipschitz used to tell us that if it's dark, blackish, and it flicks off, it's probably dirt and not blood. Some of the makel even becomes things which are a little bit on the reddish side. If it flicks off, there's even room there to be makel a little bit. Adkan, just to give you a little bit of a background on some of these aspects of the sukkah. We now turn our attention to yet another topic. That topic is called Dam Chimud. And Dam Chimud has many aspects. We can't discuss everything in a limited amount of time, but let's just see a little bit. Now the phrase Dam Chimud is found not directly here, you know, that's the backdrop to the whole sugya over here, Daf Samach Vav, but the actual expression of Dam Chimud is a Gemara Daf Chaf Medbeis. Since we're holding here Daf Chaf, before we get to later on, we should catch it right now. But the famous story, they said it's Dam Chimud, and therefore it's permissible. That's the Pashup Shad in the Gemara. That when they said, oh, this is Dam Chimud and not Dam Nida, so that was a reason to be Mekel in the Dam. Sounds on a simple level, so that Dam Chimud is permissible, the Gansan. That's the Pashup Shad in the Sugya Sad Gemara over here. Oh, hi Dam Chimud. So what? Who cares if Dam Chimud? Should still be a problem. So one meister, maybe the Gemara was just trying to show that the rabbis knew science. They were very wise people. But in one case, it sounds like it's a really the meister thing. Sounds like on a simple level, Dam Chibud is Tor. Yet, on the Samach Vav, things turn to the Gemara on the Samach Vav and Aleph. That's our sugya for right now. Samach Vav and Aleph. Tvuoli Nase, towards the bottom. Tvuoli Nase. And the spice of Tzvicha Shetesh of Shiva Nekiyim. Why, says Rashi, Shema Machmas Tavas Chimud Ros Adam. So what? It's Dam Chimud. I thought Dam Chimud is okay. That's a Pashem Shah. So what do you do with this Gemara? Is Dam Chimud okay? Or is Dam Chimud not okay? The Ran asks the Kasha. The Ran asks his Kasha. What's going on? So the Ran says, well, Efshur Shanimshach Af Dam Nidus Imo. Possible. The simple level, we assume that Dam Chimud is a problem. It's a problem. Many say it's a problem on the level of Doraisa. I think what, Avchav? No! They didn't mean either to show how smart they were, and they didn't mean to say that it's not Tamei Doraisa. One thing they meant to say, one thing and one thing only. Don't count it for Vestas. It's not the regular dam of the cycle. It's Dam Chimud. That's all the Gemara suggested. That's what the Cheshek Shlomo talks about. Or as the Ruah Zepshara, Torah Medaraisa, and Tmeya Medarabana. Why it's not Daraisa, we don't know, we don't fully understand. That's the Machlokas, different opinions. Dam Chimud is Tmeya Medaraisa, that's a Poshup Shat, just as no Vestas. Or Dam Chimud is really Torah, but we're afraid I got the Tam Nida mixed in. Or the Pshara is Torah with Arayas and Tamar with the Rabbanan. That's based on the Sugya of Chaf. Now we're back to the Samach Vav and Aleph. Let's see the Sugya more carefully in terms of the idea of what we call Tva'ua Linase. What's the halacha of Tva'ua Linase? Very interesting Gemara. Rabose, you're not. I had the shayla 3 days ago. Someone called with the shayla Friday. Today's Monday. Friday I had the shayla. Mamish, you'll see soon. What does it say over here? It's really nice. It's shvichel. It's inspired shvichel. It's shivin akim. Damchim and Rashi's worried about shivin akim. Fine. Let's turn to the Rosh again to save time. We just can't be all the Rishonim. The Rosh is a good summary of most of the Rishonim here in Perek Yud Siman Dalet. Let me give a quick look. Here we go. Fine. Yesh minat gedolim shekasu shenet tzricha lo hefzik tarv lo bedika klal vimei asfir lo betlas lo masavah. This is the Rashba. El kol shim tina zayin akim basa ratviya reit tovela zu tahora sheri zu la rosa klum lechsha shviya biyalma luchsa mayana pasuach la tzricha bedika. The big rife in Uvda the Ravina. The Uvda the Ravina, I don't have time to go into all the various permutations. What exactly happened over there? Five different girsos, some pshotim. But suffice it to say, that some understand that Uvda Ravina, let's read the Gemara. Ravina, what happened to Ravina? Interesting story. What happened over there? Ravina asked the Brei Ber Ber Avchanina. Sovla Malichtel is Ksuvel either La Arbo Yom or La Yom Arbo. Either means Wednesday or means 4 days hence. Omle in Kimot La Arbo Notar Ad Arbo Achrini means 4 days after that or to the following Wednesday. Different yourselves. Okay, what's going on over here? I thought it's only Gedol, not Aktana. No difference, Gedol, Aktana. Mechamda, Tana, Mechamda. So the question becomes, wait a minute, when exactly did it become known to Rabbi Chanina there was a problem? According to one Girsa, Pashup Shah, he didn't know about it until the day of the wedding. You see, he didn't have any Bedikas at all. There were no Bedikas. He thought they didn't need Bedikas. That's what the Rishonim suggest. The Rash Meshita, no Bedikas necessary. Says the Rosh as follows, not so simple, different girsos. It goes through the various girsos. So he says at the end of Siman Dalet, the following interesting compromise. V'yesh min hagdolim, shekosu shein tzricha hefzik tara, ava bedika kol shiva tzricha. Uladatam ani maskim. D'chashinim echoyom shem etireh, yos shikrov alizman hachupa, yos ali bohomo mishtar. That's why he mentioned Shivanaki. In other words, for Amzera's time. That's what he says. So just you can get away with it, have Siktara. Now with Shivanaki. And the Rosh says, no! Even you're too much of a makel, you Rosh. You need Shev Siktara and Shivanaki. It's not mentioned, so it's not mentioned. It's obvious. So three opinions. You need everything, the Ra'ah. You need nothing, the Rashba, I gotta love it. And the compromise view, that you don't need what? You don't need Hefzik Tara, but you need Shivanakim. Why not Hefzik Tara? The answer is there's no blood. So why need Shivanakim? Well, maybe there's a little blood. Nugus, you need Hefzik Tara. No! Hefzik Tara is a Huzuka Mayan Pasuach. Here we saw nothing. We saw nothing. The worst case scenario is a tiny bit of blood. You do not require a half stick mikro day for little blood. The Rav Moshe quotes halacha lemaisa in some cases. The Ra'ah is willing to concede only one thing. You won't need mok docha koben ashmoshes or very last minute kinds of bedikas. Any bedika by the middle in the morning would also suffice. That's as far as he's willing to concede. Because only it's not hukus gamayim basur, but no more than that. And yet the other Rishonim go further. They concede much, much more than that. Much, much more than that. Interestingly, the Rashba seems to be, as he explains the Torah Sabayis, says it's double or nothing. Either you need Hefzik Tara and Shivanakim or neither. I hold neither, says the Rashba. You who say that you need Shivanakim without Hefzik Tara, that makes no sense. It's double or nothing. So the beautiful footnote in the Raiva, the following beautiful Chiddush. The Rashba Lashitaso, there's no distinction between Hefzik Tara and Shivanakim with respect to a B'dikah which is not in Chorim Mistokim. Whereas Ramban did make a distinction. And the Rashba says, Im lo botko klal in Shivanakim, harehi becheskas tumah, explains the footnote, Shivanakim, who bechlal Hefzik Tara, the Dam Zivus, And the Raya Shimon Akim is the Xeris HaKosah, nothing to do with Hefsek Tara. This goes back to our old discussion. What kind of Chazaka does she have within the Shimon Akim? Where's she holding? Seems as the Machlokas arrive in the Rashba. So it appear, based on our Sugya Kipshut. In any event, this is what it says. Okay, Salocha L'maisa, if someone's getting married, you have to make sure this... So, Rabbos, anyone's getting married in a normal age, all this really is irrelevant. Because she's having a dam nida. Irrelevant. There's a whole long story in the Dogon Merivova. I can't go over the whole thing right now. It's an unbelievable cheshvin, back and forth four times. You look it up yourself. I don't have time to read it myself inside. But the mice, it's irrelevant. I, by a ketana, you don't get married with a ketana. It's illegal. And it's ill-advised. No, so where is it lies? Yeah, one case. This is Cana, the other end of the age side. Not too young, where it's illegal and it never gets happens to get married at such a young time, but they're getting married at an older age, Maisa Mechoyo, a woman remarries. She was kept Taras and Mishpacha her whole life, and she was widowed at age 60, and she was widowed Betara, because she'd gone to the mikveh for the last time when she was 50-something or other, right? And she's the Hora Gemura. Now she's getting married at 65. Hasn't seen a period in 15 years. The din is, we saw in the Pesach Shiva quotes, she has to have Shiva Nakim. The Chatchila would have some Tara, Shiva Nakim, the whole 9 yards. That's the din. Halacha Lamaisa, that is the din. That's the din, very nice, that's the din. But the question becomes, what if that din wasn't fulfilled? It's too bad. It's too bad. Too bad. Now, it should be too bad, but I have a kula based upon the lashon of the shach. The shach. Take a look at both sides. The shach has a remarkable expression, which, if understood properly, I think. Let's first see Pesachet Shuvah. Show the right place here, please. Kuf Sadi Beis Pesachet Shuvah Beis. What does it say there? Beis. Kuf Sadi Beis Beis. And the Pesachet Shuvah, in his kainah v'sulek as damim, tzricha leishim shivin nekiyim. Says the Shach, ain't a tzricha hefsek tara. That's what he quotes. Quotes the Mekilim, the Rosh's Pshara. Says the Shach as follows. Hina Nagal Hafsik Batav the Psula, who both can call Shivan Akim. After all, there were all and many other Rishonim hold that way. Fine. Then he says, Bakasav means the Bach, Miubidi Yevra Filo Boka la Pamaka Sok Shivan Sagi U Pashadu. But the Yevra will learn the Mekilim that you know in one Badika is enough, as that's a Sabachidish, we usually require two Badikas. Okay, here she didn't see much, or see nothing. And Saudi do not in Hefsek Tara, Bipshuto, Bipshuto, Bipshuto. Question, gentlemen. Question. What about the Danina that she saw? Says the Shuri Shevet Alevi, a cool and a flaw, Shazat Chagoto. You can be making with Shivan Akim without a Hefsek Tara, even by young women, and this often happens. She forgot, but she hasn't seen blood for a whole week. She hasn't seen dam. So in a shasat chak, Rav Vozner's mekel, the day before the wedding to go to a bedika, noshim rechokos mehatorah. I was afraid, otherwise there's going to be a nichshel. Okay, so I don't know how we define noshim rechokos mehatorah b'zman hazeh. You have to make a judgment call. We have to be makel even to if they're not that rechokos. The shaila I received on Friday was an older woman Okay, got married yesterday. And on Friday, the rabbi woke up and said, did you do a, what? I'm 70 years old. What are you, how come that China? I haven't seen it in 20 years. No, but I said, no one told me. So I said, B'shas Atchak, she can do a bedika. What did he call me? If you do a bedika that day, and that counts. As we just saw before, there are mekilim who say that it's enough to have a bedika, siyom ha-shvi, which counts. Rashba is the only thing at all. The Rashba didn't understand because it's double or nothing. So we can make a split which is basically found in, basically in the Shulchan Aruch. That a bedika, one bedika will count, you don't even have siktara, and the bedika could be on that day, day seven. So we actually rely on that sheet, Allah Alamais, in the case which we had, shall we receive, I'm trying to think what day it was, late last week that Shalom came. Okay, now Rabosai, as follows. We have a problem which starts in the Mordechai. That's where the problem starts. Open up to the Mordechai, please, and see it inside. Try to figure out what to do with this problem. Mordechai quotes a Rashbam. Simon Tov Shin Mem. Pirush Rashbam. In Tov Lakonon is to wear Zanyaman, or Yosei, also Tfilah Lo Mahanya Klal. Pashup Shah doesn't work at all, not even with the Evan. Kimanu Choshim Mim Rosas Man Rav Konam Achupa. Tamasha Rosas Al Achupa Mani Tfilah Zush Harsa Zanyam Konam Achupa. Konam Achupa, it's a different gears over here. Aval Zayin Yom Masmuchan Lebilas Mitzvah Shul Del Rishon Nechupa. Choshen Shemaros Adam, Lo Mahanya Tvila the Konan the Bias Mitzvah, Kitzvicha Lispa Shiv and Akim, close to the Chuppah, close to the Bias Mitzvah. So what do you do? Levonim Kozan Yom Konam a Chuppah, white sheets, the whole 9 yards, Bodekas Parmachas of Parmayim Vyom, Larosem Totam Tovelis Balaila, Konan Bias Mitzvah, the night before. Kishemaros Adam Shonash Nasayim Konan Isuel, for Tavla, it seems she saw nothing. Tuesday night till Motzei Shabbos, it's really 4 days. Should the mitchila have a minig besula nis yom dalit? So I was saying yom in the kiyum konam yom dalit. Okay, so that's the minig. Why is it justifying that minig? Well, since it used to be that way, they used to go to the mikvah in time for the wedding on Wednesday, and of course in those days the beer was at the first night. That's the whole sugya misal tuksuba was that base mashkin baboka the bezin on Monday and Thursday. Whereas then they started with a custom to postpone the B.S. Mitzvah till Motzei Shabbos. Why? They started getting married on Friday afternoon to save money, and then they were choshesh for the sheet of B.S. Rishonim B'Shabbos from Sula. Ended up the B.S. Rishonim Motzei Shabbos. But they still had to maintain the old habit of going to the mikvah on Wednesday. Okay, up to 4 days is okay. That's what the Ramah quotes Allah Alamayis based on this sheet. Okay, fine. Let's see the Lashon of the Ramah. It's important to see the Lush, because everything depends upon the Lush. Okay, let's take a look, please. Kuf Tzadi Beis, Sif Beis. Sif Al is about what we said before. Have Sitar, you can somehow do without it. Sif Beis. Ramah, it's only the Ramah. Yesh Tismo, Chatfilah, Samach, Lebila, Smitzah, Bechol, Ma'ad Efsha. Sounds like it should be Mamash the night before. Faminik, Leil Revi, which means Tuesday night, not Wednesday night, we're against the pre-day. Alpha Pisho Tibor Konam Motzei Shabbos. That's okay. I will end the Hachak at Tefillah and Atbila Yosef Mizeh. Fine. V'yim Lo Tibor B'Motzei Shabbos Yeshel Liv Degatzah B'Chol Yom Ad Bila Smitzvah Davcho L'Chatchila. But the Eved, any B'dik one within 7 days suffices. That's the Ramah. The simple read of the Ramah is that only if lo tibol b'mosi Shabbos she should do bedika b'chol yom. But if she would be bol b'mosi Shabbos and she went to the mikvah on Wednesday, there's no need to do a bedika in the interim. That's a simple read of the Ramah. Can't get that. That's true. Can't get out of it. It's a simple read. It is true. If you look in the original sources of the Ramah, it doesn't sound that way. It doesn't sound that way. That's true. It doesn't sound that way. So the Sidrei Tara says, the Bach says, you have to do a check every single day. Every single day. It's one of those questions. Whether Ramah says one, seems to say one thing, but the source seems to say something else. We'll see soon. What do you do about this thing? Okay. What happens according to the Ramah if 7 days passed after the tefillah and she did not check? Get an impression from the simple read of the Ramah, faket the chumrah. You have to start all over again. The Chavos Da'as says no. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Well, the Ramah meant that she checked herself once in the Shiva Nakim before the tefillah, but the Pasha and the Shach is Mashal the chumrah. So I tell everybody, don't let more than ideally 5 or at most 6 days pass between bedikas down the stretch, because otherwise you run into a problem according to the simple read of the Ramah as the Shach has it, or the Chavos Da'as is Mekel. We try not to rely upon that kula if we don't have to. On the other hand, the Chavos Da'as has a tremendous kula. Sifkot and Aleph. Once they're married, there's no need to check at all. Finished. So I'm accepting that kula too. That's chazer two kulas. Once they're married, they shouldn't check. Finished. Before the marriage, I'm not so convinced that the Chavos Da'as kula is correct. There are so many days passed with no bedikah we can be making. So I tell everybody, make sure at least don't let more than 5 days pass. Just play it safe. Don't want to take a chance. Now, it's interesting, although there are many machmirim, I had to show you this, I had to bring it inside. I don't think I showed you last time inside. I read it to you from the outside. I read it from the inside. Page 76. Sefer Pua. I think it's a very correct statement over here. Footnote 15. Writes as follows. Minisayon bepoel. And I believe it's true. Any of the only lechatchila, she can be mevater on if she's nervous, and many of them are nervous. But whatever is a child of b'diavad, I'm afraid to be mekel. Even if it's a nervous Nelly, you gotta tell her, just calm down. Okay, that's my general mahalach. I just wanted to show it to you from inside because it's a very, very important dekut. Our last point for today is chupas nida. My first point on that is that chupas nida is avoidable. There's something called agestin, which nowadays is able to stop chupas nida in its tracks. Many women, when they get engaged, they get two things. An engagement ring, which I'm not so excited about either, but that's not for now, and birth control pills. Not birth control, no, but it's going to regulate their cycle. So number one, I've seen too many times that it ends up being for birth control. They like it. Once they have the prescription in their hand, they don't get off the pill so fast, and they go on a long time after the wedding, which I'm not a fan of for other reasons, through review, etc., etc. Number two, these things don't always work. There's often breakthrough bleeding. Remember, dam chimer is a reality. Chazal knew better. I know women who are clock, and they go haywire before the wedding. Chazal knew what they were talking about. And this stuff, even you combine that possibility together with these pills, breakthrough is a problem. I've seen gotten shyless at every stage imaginable. Every stage, of all the wrong stages. Once I got a call, the Motzi Shabbos after the Ofer, the wedding was the next day, Pearson Ida. I got a call from the Yichud room, Pearson Ida. I got a call from the hotel room at 4 in the morning, Pearson Ida. You name it. They're on pills. Yeah, but the pills, it doesn't work. Agestin, that just solves the whole. You got to take the right dose, 3 pills a day. This is what the doctor says. I think it's still be on YU Torah somewhere. It's in a medical journal. I have to really should bring it to you. So it's solvable. Of course, I'm a little bit bloating. I'm not denying slight side effects sometimes. So what? Kedai, it's worth it. Fine. But not everyone's going to listen to us. They're going to be chupas nida cases. What do you do? What do you do in the chupas nida? It's important to know what the din is. So that's a sugas ha-gemara. Rabbi Yosef knows the gemara. The gemara b'sefta k'subas. Everyone in yeshivish learns b'sefta k'subas. So everybody knows this. This is one of the few things that's in the first, has the good fortune to be in the first few dapim of the Masechta. You know, that's how it works. I think even the yeshivish of Masechtas get that far. Daf Dalet, know what you're saying? I think so. Okay. So, we know that then, Hu Yashin Ben HaNashim, Yashin Ben HaNashim. Fine. What does that mean? The Raiva took it literally. L'kula and L'chumra. Yashin means it's only a problem by night. Only by night. So some say it's only a problem by night because people aren't around so much, so the yichud is a more chumadika a consideration. That's what some say. That's how the Bach understands. I think the better pshat is that's the time of Miul the Tashmish at night. It was even Achashverish. Says the Gemara was not boiled by day. So only at night. By day is no problem. And my Rebbe said, don't take day and night literally with Shkia Sachama. It means it's Mana Miyuad. So if they get married at 5 o'clock at night in the wintertime, it's pitch black, and they go into the Yichud room, he thought that's the equivalent of by day, given the circumstances. That's what he thought. Okay, whatever. So there are certain Mekilim. It's called the Rivet. Maybe there's no Easter of Yichud. Maybe it can be made on the Yichud room, Shasat Chagodol, based on the Rivet. Fine. But there's also a Chumrah. But once you have a time when you have to have the protection, you need two men and two women in addition. And Noshim, plural. Whoa, it's a party. Six people. Hey, man. No one wants to get married to have six people and floating around on the wedding night. If two is company and three is a crowd, this is a double crowd. So that's what the rabbi demands. Oh, I guess it's demand so many people. There'd be no problem of Khalil of any Michel. Oh, man. Who would want to be in such a terrible situation? Take a look at the Mordechai. Tov Shin Mem Aleph. What does it say? Yeah. Also, this chosn l'siachad im akala b'cheder, elam ken yesh odom acher imoyem b'oso cheder. Kamen shemiyon l'bal yishazu, also siachad im apenit kufen yitzro, v'yavo lea b'yisr. Per kamad k'subas, per sanido, yashmin anashim, yashmin anashim. Okay? Fine. Same thing if they didn't have the tvuli nasi situation. Fine. Rabbal say, you get an impression from here that it's enough to have one other person in the room. So he understands it's a regular yichud case. Regular yichud case, there's a lot to be said. As long as there's one other person in the room, there's no problem, especially of the male variety, maybe even the female variety, because of there's a married couple there, even though they're prohibited to each other, but there's an Indian shmir, but the married couple. Fine. This is what it says. Okay, that's a big machlokas. Fine. The Ramah is a pshara and says one for him and one for her. He quotes that from the Mordechai, but we read the Mordechai just now. It's a total of one for him. That's enough. Rabosai, we're referring here to one room. The lashon of the Ravid is v'yoshen the tzad echad im ho'anashim yishenet b'tzad ech acher im hanashim. And then the Rashba and the Beis Yosef, the same thing. Dafka yishenim b'bayis echad av yishenim b'beis batim, you don't need a shomer. So let's take a look in the Shulchan Aruch and see what it says. Okay? See what it says. Kuf Tzadi Beis Sif Dalit. What does it say in the Ramah? It says, Vim Einam Yishenim B'cheder Echad, Einam Tzrichim Shimu Klal. So what do you mean Cheder Echad? What do you mean Cheder Echad? Literally means one room. That's a simple pshat. Simple pshat means one room. So the Shevet Alevi, that's ridiculous. After the Rashba said, "Bayis echad."
So the Sheva Levi says, and on the old days, every room had a separate entrance to the yard. In our houses, two rooms won't help at all. Even if there's another room in between. It's all one big house. But who disagrees? I brought him in again. Orchos Taro. He says, no. Take a kipshuto. Kipshuto. Even if there's no other way out of each room, and they only can go out to a common room, and the room that door is locked, he's still makel. Even if the two other rooms, the door's open, it's Pashup Shad and Ramos that way. And the Chazanish said no. Ramos make only two rooms if there's no way to get between the two rooms. Other than that, no. Okay, so if there's another couple in the house, they can stay even in the same room with each other as long as the door's open. But people can see in. It's not really yichud. Is the Orchos Tara correct or incorrect? Here's my psak. For anybody else in Hilchos Yichud, chas v'sholom to rely on what he says. Chalila v'chalila. Chas v'sholom. You have to be machmer, even if it's mutar pidin, theoretically. But for chos and kala, maybe b'shas hatcha godol, you can be mekel. But I tell people a different var. The Chazanish says in normal Yichud, it's enough if she locks the door. We're more worried about him than about her. True, he says over here, it should not work, because he needs shtei shmiris. But shtei shmiris, that's a big machlekes. We just saw it in the Mordechai. You don't need shtei shmiris, right? Take a look over here. Then not everyone agrees to that. Right? Some say you need shtei shmiris, right? But not everyone agrees. Many rishonim say it's enough to have one. So let her lock the door. If they have the, if they're going to go to their. Again, it's my whole hang-up with hotel rooms. But if they're going to go to their apartment where they live, so they should have a lock on the bedroom door. And if they don't have one, they should go buy one. And that's what I recommend in that kind of a circumstance where it's too difficult to have someone else in the house. It's tough. On the last akuda, so the Pashup Pshat is that Kozman, the marriage wasn't consummated. This issue exists. Now there is a leniency which is found over here. Just a big tumult. Whether it's reliable or not reliable. What about a situation where take a look over here in the Lushan. Yeshama Hoysa Tahorak Shinasol, Obole, Pirsanida, Achakach, Eina Tricha Shimarod. Yeah, because he can control himself. Even if Chumah Sedeshin is right, Ms. Ramah, that's only if he can control himself. What if he can't control himself? He's just been unsuccessful in doing the bia at the beginning for 100 reasons. He's too tired, she has pain. It happens so often these days that the bia mitzvah doesn't take place the night of the wedding. Okay. I don't recommend it, but I'm fully aware of it. What happens then? So on the simple level, if she's piercing the ear afterwards, it's tsaris tsuris. So again, the Sefer Orchos Tara quotes from the Cheshev of Efo. If they tried to have beer and it didn't succeed, he's making. Sitz Eliezer asks it, unless they had what they call Lista Hara. Maybe we can rely on the Cheshev of Efo B'Shas Atcha Godol. But once again, she'd buy a lock, and now it's going to be a long-term thing. It's not going to be for 1 or 2 days. She just came and needed it now. It's 2 weeks. Buy a lock, and that you can rely on those sheeters that say one shmira is sufficient in this situation. Again, we're out of time. Mishim, tomorrow we'll have our last Chazar Shia. Bechina will be on Wednesday. I think this will be a short Bechina. It's 10 questions. So I thought maybe we should Bechina at 9 o'clock, and we have a pace of the Shia maybe on Wednesday afternoon.